Well, cast your mind back to last December. We were sort of mulling around halfway out of lockdown, halfway in lockdown. It was cold and wet, and we were all looking forward to snuggling down in whatever way we could for Christmas. Well, most of us. One man had decided it would be a good idea to do a marathon. Actually, to do 31 marathons, one for each day of December, to raise money for Tom's Trust. It was called 31 Stars. The man in question is Ben Blows. He's still alive. He's on the other end of the line. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
I'm good. Lovely to see you. And obviously, the answer to my question is yes, you did survive. I mean, casting our mind back, you, for people who don't remember or people who didn't catch the original interview, you hold the Guinness World Record for running the most number of running a marathon with a, is it a washing machine or a fridge strapped to your back?
It was a tumble dryer, 25 kilo tumble dryer. Yeah, back in 2017, I ran the London Marathon carrying a 25-kilo tumble dryer strapped to my back and earned the prestigious title of fastest marathon carrying a household appliance white goods.
Because you couldn't take a fridge or something because it fell apart when you did it. Wasn't that
That's correct. Yeah, you remember. Yeah, it was. Yeah, fridges just wasn't stable enough, so it had to be something a bit more sturdy, and we went for the tumble dryer in the end.
Okay, so we know that there is this character flaw that clearly makes you want to do crazy things. And the idea behind the 31 marathons was for the Tom's Trust 31 Stars appeal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've had this idea floating around in my head for a couple of years or attempting to do 31 marathons. I'd also made a promise to Debs from the charity Tom's Trust a few years back now, saying that, you know, one day I'm going to do something. And I started sort of focusing my training more and more, like I say, 2 years ago, towards whether it's possible to run, to physically run 31 marathons in 31 days. And then in July of last year, when I was sort of 5 or 6 months out, I then contacted Debs and said, look, I think I've got an idea and I'd like to do it for Tom's Trust. So we then had sort of fortnightly meetings with a little team together. And we met up every other week at the Copley House coffee shop and had a nice coffee and a discussion about how we're going to do certain things. And yeah, we took it from there and we decided to call it 31 Stars. And every single day I'd run in December, I'd be running for a different child that Tom's Trust has supported in the past. So I had that child's name on my vest. And at the start of every day, I would do a bit of a shout out and, you know, and dedicate that run that day to that child. And, you know, we sat in our meetings and we talked at great length about how much we think we could raise. And it was a different scenario because it wasn't like we're building up to a fundraising day, like typically a London Marathon, where you'd have a bit of a build up, you'd collect a bit of sponsorship, and then on the day you'd probably collect most. You know, we effectively had 31 days of fundraising plus the build up. So, you know, the team and I agreed that we should try and raise £31,000, and that's what we went for, which I thought was hugely ambitious because, you know, 2020 was a strange year for us all and lots of people had reduced incomes and that's what we set our target as, £31,000, which I thought was ambitious, but, you know, I thought with the right amount of PR on it, if it took off and people like yourself got behind it, we had a fighting chance.
Indeed. Now, £31,000 is £1,000 a day for 31 days, and I'm right in thinking that supports a child for a year. Is that correct?
That's correct, but it doesn't just support a child, it supports a child and their family, because obviously if a child is diagnosed with a brain tumour, it doesn't, obviously it affects the child, but it doesn't just affect the child, it affects the parent and the uncles and the brothers and the whole, it's got a far-reaching effect, you know, and hopefully none of us will ever have to experience that. But yeah, £1,000 provides psychological and mental health support for a family of a child with brain tumour for a year. So, you know, you could say, okay, £1,000 will support one child, but really it's probably supporting maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people in that family.
Indeed. Okay, so off you went, 1st of December, first one down. You must have been full of hope, full of energy. Talk us through that month, because the weather wasn't great, was it? Marathons normally, you'd expect reasonable weather. You do them perhaps in the spring, the summer, the autumn. Yeah, you pick the worst time of year to do it. How did you get on?
Yeah, it was. You're correct with the weather. If you used to list 10 different types of weather, we had every single one of those in December. And in day four, December the 4th, because I was doing this around my job and I run outdoor fitness classes, and at 6 o'clock in the morning I was taking a class and the grass was green. When I finished that class at 7 a.m, there was 2 inches of snow on the floor. Now, we rarely get snow in early December in this country.
Yeah.
you know, and all of a sudden everything changed because, well, I don't want to take a team of, the roads weren't prepared for it, they weren't gritted, and I don't want to take a team of cyclists with me, you know, and put them at risk. So, you know, I had two options really. I was either going to go inside and do it on a running machine, or I'm just going to run on my own somewhere. But thankfully, I know some people from Godolphin, and I know the sort of the top guys at Godolphin, and I quickly messaged him and said, you know, I don't suppose you've got anywhere I can run, because I know they have to keep their service roads clear. Yeah, and you know, Godolphin stepped up and they ploughed a 3-mile route for me, and
wow.
I ran around that for 4 hours, which was, yeah, but we had everything. You know, we had floods, we had rain, we had ice, we had snow, we had sleet, we had winds. The only thing we didn't get was probably sunshine. The one off the list. I think we had a couple of days where it was actually quite warm. Yeah, I did, because my arms got sunburned one day, would you believe, in December.
That's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Now, the thing about this is you were on Just Giving, weren't you? A lot of the fundraising page was on Just Giving. And the great thing about that is you can see the total building up. Very early on, it was patently obvious you were easily going to bust that target. Did you find that a motivation, or did you think, oh, I've done it. I don't have to get up tomorrow morning. I've done my 31 grand.
I think 31 went probably in about the first week, you know, and then it was just a case of wow, you know, like it was a bit overwhelming, I think, for me personally, because I just couldn't really believe it, as some sort of silly idea that I'd had is now going to help that amount of people, you know, and it certainly spurred me on. And the times I was feeling sorry for myself, I spent a great deal of December feeling sorry for myself out in miserable conditions, thinking I really am too tired to run again today. I just have to take a look down and look at the name on my vest, and you know, that was all the motivation I needed. And you know, every single day that figure was rising, and as soon as 31 went, it was like, gee, you know, could we hit 50 grand? Is that possible? Are we going to hit 50 grand? I don't know. Is it still going to keep climbing? Are people going to stop donating? Are people stop sharing this? But you know, there wasn't a great deal going on in December. We was all in lockdown, and there wasn't a great deal of hope going around at the time. Things were a bit miserable, and it had been, like I said earlier, the craziest year of all, you know, I think in all any of our living memory, 2020.
Sure.
Yeah, and people just in their masses supported it physically. When I was, you know, the first couple of marathons I went out, there was a few people out here and there, and you know, the second day there was a few more people, and then the third day there was more, and it just built and built and built. And you know, towards the end there was, even though we was under lockdown restrictions and I was sort of pleading with people to keep socially distanced because we didn't really want any negative press about this, there was people out all over the place. And people just, you know, I'd turn a corner in the middle of nowhere, I'd be out in Soham and the wind would be in my face, and I'm out in the fens, and I'd turn the corner and there'd be 3 carloads of families sat on their car roof, and the kids have got saucepans and banging them together. And, you know, this is not the London Marathon. They're not sitting there watching 40,000 runners come past. They're watching one guy come past who's probably not looking that happy and that sociable. So, you know, I can't ever thank the people enough. I never, ever will be able to. And they probably never realised exactly what they did for me, because every single time my spirits were low, they lifted it. You know, it's how can I feel sorry for myself when these people have been out here? They've probably been here half an hour. They don't know when I'm coming. They've got a rough idea, but some days I run faster, some days I run slower. So, you know, and I've gone past them in 5 seconds, and okay, let's pack up and go home again. Yeah, I was very, very appreciative of everything everybody did for me in December.
Well, it's amazing, because I'm now going to let you give us the total, and the total is just staggering, isn't it?
I'll tell you a quick story first, Neil. On Christmas Day, we was at £96,000, you know, and this was like 50 had gone, and then it was like, can we make 100? And on Christmas Day, I'd done my live video, and I didn't really ask people for much. I just told people what I was doing, and if they wanted to donate or share, whatever they could. But on Christmas Day, I said, like, do me a favour, share this video. We're on 96 grand. Can we get to 100,000 by the end of this run in the next 4 hours? What a Christmas Day that would be. And we set off, and I had guys with me on the bike, and they're checking their phones. And 2 miles later, 15 minutes into it, one of the cyclists said, we just hit 100 grand. And I was like, what is this? And it was just, you know, it was just incredible. And it just continued to rise. And when we finished, that was on day 25. When we finished on day 31, we was on 125,000. You know, and even then, I thought, that's it, we're done. But money still came in. And we've just closed the Just Giving last week, which is why we're having this catch-up interview. And it finished on £225,000.
That is extraordinary. That's an extraordinary amount. So if I just do my rough math, we were talking £31,000 helps 31 children and their families. You're telling me that is actually going to be 225 children and their families.
That's correct, yeah. And, you know, if you times that by a minimum of four or five people, you're talking 1,000 people that's going to directly assist, and 1,000 people who wouldn't have that help had we not done what we've done. So, yeah, it's a lot of people and a lot of money. And, yeah, as you say, extraordinary. I can't – it's 5 months ago, 6 months ago, I still can't get my head around it. I think if we had done it any other time of the year or in the future, in the past, I don't think it would have had the same effect. I don't know. It may have done. I just think we got it. You know, it was just a time in people's lives when it was Christmas, it was December, it was cold. It had been a funny, funny year, and everything just clicked. You know, we got it. Us and myself and the team who'd had all these meetings, we just got it right. And yeah, it's crazy.
That is amazing. And it's just so lovely to hear that something's come in like that. So what are you going to do now? That's kind of done. You've done that. Are you resting up now, or are you hatching plans for something? Please don't tell me you're going to do 2 months of running, because I think that might be overstretching. But you've got a glint in your eye. You're looking like you've got something up your sleeve.
I've actually got a race next weekend that I've been training for the last couple of 3 months. And this race is like crazy for me. It's 4.1 miles you run on the hour every hour. You start at midday on Saturday and you just keep going until there's nobody left. There's 150 runners, and they think it's going to probably go to about 2 days, maybe even 3 days.
Oh my goodness.
So you don't just run 4 miles and then have a quick drink and then go again. So I'm doing that next week. That's, you know, that's just a personal challenge, and I want to see how far I can get on that. But long-term charity stuff, you know, I will do something else for charity. I've been made an ambassador for Tom Stross now, which is, you know, makes me very, very proud, because I think I'm the first non-patient to become an ambassador for him. And I'll certainly be working with him in the future. With, you know, they've got our Tea for Tom coming up on June the 27th. Yeah, so I don't know what to space, I suppose, is the best thing to say.
Well, I think Tea for Tom sounds absolutely great. I think you should treat yourself to that as a fundraiser, sitting down eating tea and cake. That works much better. You've earned it. With that effort, you've earned it. Ben, mind-blowing and inspirational, and well done to you. And I'm sure on behalf of Tom's Trust and all the people that money is going to help, just well done and thank you. £225,000. Ben Blows, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thanks a lot, Neil, and thanks for your support all along.